Aloha, shipmates, and welcome back aboard Sea Control. Today, we're welcoming Jennifer Parker, and we're going to discuss her recent article published by Australian Naval Institute's Occasional Papers series, Maritime Threats Require a Structural Rethink, Time for a Coast Guard.
You're listening to Sea Control, hosted by the Center for International Maritime Security.
Jennifer, welcome. Could you please tell the audience a bit more about yourself?
Hey, Jonathan. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm a girl from rural Australia who joined the Navy at the age of 17 and spent 21 years in the Navy, leaving last year as a warfare officer. So I served as second in command as HMAS Darwin as one of my last sea postings, and my last posting in the Navy before retiring last year was as the Director of Operations of the Combined Maritime Forces based out of Bahrain. Now I work in think tank world and academia. I'm an expert associate at the National Security College here in Australia and also attached to the University of New South Wales, the Australian Defence Force Academy and a few other think tanks, really writing on Australian defence and policy issues with a specific interest in maritime, given my previous history.
And as a reminder, all opinions are our own and not reflective of any institution with which we might be otherwise associated. Could you walk listeners through just what a Coast Guard is? Specifically, and how does Australia handle its maritime issues currently?
It should be a short answer of what a Coast Guard is, but it's actually not so straightforward because different countries deal with the idea of a Coast Guard differently. Now, primarily, a Coast Guard is the maritime capability responsible for law enforcement within a country's maritime domain. Sometimes that also involves the search and rescue capability, as it does obviously in the US, and other responsibilities. And they often sit on the spectrum between that civil law enforcement towards that paramilitary role. Australia doesn't have a Coast Guard, which seems strange, right? When you think about the fact that Australia is an island nation, it has the third largest exclusive economic zone in the world. In fact, its exclusive economic zone is 10,000 square kilometers, which is actually bigger than its landmass, which is crazy when you think about that. But Australia, really, its maritime security setup lists on a couple of different organizations. So broadly, we actually have over 30 departments and agencies that have a stake in the maritime domain. When it comes to our search and rescue functions, which is normally associated with a Coast Guard, we have the Australian Maritime Safety Authority that is responsible for the safety and search and rescue functions. When it comes to the maritime law enforcement functions more broadly, kind of outside of 3 nautical miles from our coast, it comes down to Maritime Border Command, which is a multi-agency headquarters established in 2005 under a different name, but basically the same construct. Now, the thing about Maritime Border Command is it's our operational headquarters to deal with maritime security incidents within our maritime domain, focus on civil maritime security, but it doesn't have its own people or assets. So as a multi-agency task force, it requires support from the Australian Defence Force and also support from our Australian Border Force, who are responsible for protection of our borders. Now, our Australian Border Force has a small maritime unit, which is about 550 people. They've got about 11 small patrol vessels. They've got one large hull, kind of long haul vessel, and they lease about 10 Dash 8s and a couple of helicopters. So broadly, when it comes to the civil maritime security threats in Australia, it's often supported by the Royal Australian Navy. So out of the patrol force that MBC, Maritime Border Command, use, about 14 of those vessels are actually Royal Australian Navy patrol craft. And often that has to be supplemented with other Navy capabilities. So really one of the challenges in Australia is because we don't have that Coast Guard function, we have a small Maritime Border Force capability of about 550 people, which again, when you think about the fact that Australia has the third largest exclusive economic zone in the world, is quite a challenge. And then it's supplemented by the Navy. And I think that's a bit of a structural problem given the current geostrategic circumstances we're facing in the Indo-Pacific.
So what has changed to warrant the creation of a Coast Guard now?
In Australia's history, there have been debates about a Coast Guard. The last really significant debate was in the early 2000s. And you've got to remember in the early 2000s, kind of after 9/11, there was a big focus on the threat of maritime terrorism and how the countries strengthen their maritime borders to focus on that. And then for Australia, we went through a phase of a big focus on irregular migration via sea, which had been a big policy focus for our government.